Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
Is that Garrett's car?
I think it is. Where's she going?
Dad, why are you at Jason's house?
Spencer deserves some answers.
It's none of your damn business!
College will be a great experience for you. You'll look back and realize just how naive you were.
Really?
What is that?
Liquid courage.
Want some?
Hit me.
Kate was drinking too.
Kate is not drunk. Kate just gave a very touching toast alone.
You're done. Give me the.
What are you doing?
You're
no,
done.
Let's go.
Stop it. Mom, are you okay? When your father gets home, this did not happen.
Hello, Maya.
Hello, Emily.
You didn't come all this way to see Melissa, did you?
Why don't we continue this over coffee?
I have a boyfriend now.
Fine. How about tea?
I don't remember a thing from the night Allie died. I woke up the next morning with this.
Right here is the summary page. What does it say?
Allison was buried alive.
Here's page 5. Look, here's page 1, 2, 3, 4, page 6. Where the hell is page 5?
Dr. Sullivan?
Can you get a hold of the other girls and come to my office now? I know who A is.
She's not here.
The doctor is out. A.
I've been like this since we brought him in here. I haven't said a word. You know, there's probably a promotion in this for you.
You were right all along. They're guilty, and now we can prove it. Did you miss me? This doesn't just look bad, it is bad. Homicide is a capital offense in the state of Pennsylvania. And you girls are going down.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you say. Better lock it in your pocket. Taking this one to the grave. In the showroom, that I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Dr. Sullivan, are you home?
Hi, you've reached Ann Sullivan. I've been called out of town on a family emergency. If you need immediate attention, please see your physician for me.
Same voicemail. Yeah, she probably sent it to all of her clients.
She's not here.
Looks like she didn't come home last night either. She hasn't checked her mail or picked up her papers.
Maybe we should call the police and say what to Officer Garrett when he starts asking us questions.
Yeah, Hannah's right. Garrett, Jenna, Ian, Jason, they're all connected. We can't trust any of them.
But the last time somebody thought she knew who A was, she got hit by a car. Sorry, Hannah.
Okay, so what do? We go into terror alert red and hope that our phones don't ring.
That did not just happen.
It's Maya.
Look at you suddenly all happy.
So is it like nonstop just say no and sunset sing-alongs?
I will admit to knowing all the words to What a Friend We Have in Jesus, but I also met a lot of cool people there.
Cool like the Osmonds?
Go with the gold. And cool like you don't end up at True North because you're a conformist.
You know, I hope they make you look a picture.
Yeah. I love you, but I haven't had a chance to talk to Maya. Hello.
Oh, this is a date.
It's a date.
And I'm the coolest goober.
Oh, look, I'm really happy that you're back. And I hope that we... Okay, are those the season?
We'll talk later.
Sure, and I hope the wedding goes better than the rehearsal.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine how it could be any worse.
Sweet that you guys are going with her.
You've been through a lot together.
You have great friends. I kind of think that's where we need to start again.
You just want to be friends?
You know,
I'm not saying that. So much has happened, and I don't know this Emily.
I think you'll like her.
I know I will. But I want to make sure she still likes me. I want you to know that I'm thrilled you called me. I should have called you first.
Should have. But I forgive you.
Thank you. I'll pick it up in an hour.
What did the mechanic say?
The brake fluid was low.
What? How did that even happen? You treat that truck like it's your baby.
The brake line was severed. And I probably backed over something at work.
You were just lucky you weren't on the highway.
If we had a real baby, what would it look like?
I'm picturing a newborn with a six-pack. Looks like Jason's taking down his window treatments.
He spends a lot of time in Allison's room.
Yeah, well, maybe he likes the view.
So, your dad didn't tell you anything about last night? Why would your dad be over there?
Like I said, I just wouldn't tell me.
And that was the end of the conversation?
Yeah.
Spencer, I know you. When you want answers, you get them.
Yeah, well, you might know me, but you don't know my dad. And when he tells me to mind my own business, that's what I do. So can you just get over it? I'm sorry. It's just, that's who he is.
You're okay with that?
Well, I don't have a choice.
I feel like we always have a choice.
I'm up against your open door.
The mailbox you are trying to reach is full.
You're on the phone. On the floor. You're counting stars.
You're early.
You're beautiful.
Okay, I want to see pictures. I want to hear details. Oh, I want to...
Okay, I promise I will relive the entire trip. But right now, what I want is for you to come here.
Thank you.
For what?
For being here.
Anna, what's wrong?
Ask me what's right if you want a shorter answer. I threw up on Isabel's dress, and my dad has never been more mad at me, and after tonight, Kate's going to be my wicked stepsister for life. And what's even worse is I have to wear a dress that doesn't fit right. I can't find the right bra, which means I'm going to have back fat, and you can be the skinniest person in the world.
Hannah.
It reminds me of old times to see you like that. I saw your car in the lot, thought you might like to take a coffee break.
Oh, are you working on your paper?
I really can't believe it's getting published. The first time's overwhelming, but I don't have to tell you that. When I read your poems, I remember how easy it was for me to fall in love with you.
Jackie, I'm seeing someone.
Of course you are. You're a total catch. I'm sorry I didn't realize that earlier. But I wonder how things would be if we were both single.
But I'm not. So,
I know. I get it. To moving on.
To moving on.
Thank you.
supposed to be outside, and when I came back inside, it was here.
Here? Like in the middle of your kitchen or here on your porch and you brought it inside?
I haven't touched it.
Guys, I never told you this, but Dr. Sullivan really helped me.
Yeah, that was the reason that we trusted her. She helped us all.
You don't think her ear's in here, do you?
Oh,
this big box for an ear. You have until 7 p.m. to save her. These are my demands.
Dolls?
Okay. I guess this is yours.
Miss Jackie, go away.
Is your creepier word than creepy? This is the paper Jackie's getting published from Theodore Sherico.
He's this French painter who painted...
Yeah, in a word. Mutha, A also gave you this French article on Sherico, and it's identical to Jackie's paper. She plagiarized this. Driving his truck this morning, his brakes went out. That wasn't an accident. That was A. I didn't get one. You and A started for weeks, and
yeah. Maybe A's bored with you. And I mean that as a good thing.
If A wants to shut me up, she found a way to do it. Finally, tell someone the truth, and now Dr. Sullivan's gone? A can do that to anyone that we care about.
So we do these things, and A gives her back? Is that what we're supposed to believe?
Hey, I get that this is a game, but I don't understand it. Spence.
No, it's brilliant, actually.
And A is being our ultimate frenemy, forcing us to get what we want, but knowing that when we do,
all hell breaks loose.
And believe me, I really want to get rid of Jackie, but if I use this to do it, Ezra may never forgive me. And there's a reason we can't just go around telling the truth, because it comes back to bite you hard.
Okay. We have 5 hours to obey our Chucky dolls, sir.
I saw A push Ian off that bell tower, and there was no hesitation.
Spence, what are you saying?
She's saying that it felt like it was easy for A to kill someone.
And I only know one way to keep Toby safe.
And that's to keep him away from me.
I didn't make a call before. I'd like to make it now.
I got the examiner's report, and it's also missing page 5. So I checked our case files in the computer system. Sir, there's no record of page 5 anywhere.
What was on that page?
It was the analysis of the trace evidence found on the victim's body.
You're telling me that every record of physical evidence found on the deceased is gone?
Looking for Mr. Fitz? Wrong floor. Knows about this? Just Ezra? No. What do you want? I think you need to leave Hollis. Or? Plan yet? My dad was MIA for 2 years, and I thought I'd never forgive him for that, but I have. If I screw up this wedding, he's gonna leave again. Have you talked to him since last night? He talked to my mom. He's about to buy a new dress. Hold on. You get the church, okay?
Sorry I put that much pressure on you to make the toast. This is going to be an adjustment for everyone, but I think we can all find a way to get along.
One big happy family.
It can be, if you accept it.
Are you really sure you want to do this? Look, I know that you and Mom aren't perfect together, but no, you're having so much fun here.
Your mom's a lot smarter than me. And she helped me realize I was avoiding making this commitment. But it's not because I don't love Isabel. It's just sometimes when things are going really good for me, I screw them up before someone else can.
I know. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But it's a habit I'm trying to break.
So you really do love Isabel?
She makes me happy, kiddo.
Spencer, you're scaring me.
Well, you said it was important, but you're not talking.
Because I know when you hear what I have to say, you'll realize that I'm not the person that you think I am.
No, that's not true.
I lied to you this morning. My dad told me a whole lot more than just to mind my own business.
I feel like we've been in this together with your family and with Jason, too. So what I don't understand is why you lied.
There's so much that you don't know. And I can never tell you.
Don't you trust me? I thought we felt the same way about each other.
Look, I found a way to survive my secrets, but everybody that I care about gets hurt. And you deserve to be with somebody who can be honest with you, so I'm sorry.
Spencer. Spencer. Wait!
man, that's beautiful. Thanks. So how did it go?
Mike seems relieved. And his therapist said he was really open to talking.
Good.
I'm sorry I asked you to lie. You know, I do try to do everything right, and sometimes I just get it wrong.
Trust me, I understand.
Mike was starving, so Dad took him to Papa's Pizza.
That sounds like Mike.
So I'm going to go take a long hot bath and pretend for 1 hour that I'm the perfect parent.
We all get it wrong sometimes. Oh, I got it. What are you doing here?
Finishing what you started.
My mom's right upstairs.
Scary, isn't it? Playing with fire.
You need to leave.
I made a huge mistake when I let him go.
Okay, well, you're making an even bigger mistake being here right now.
That's not how I see it. You and I are similar, Aria. I guess that means Ezra has a type.
No, I really don't see any resemblance.
Actually, you're a lot like me. We're both willing to do whatever it takes to keep him.
You don't have him to keep.
That's about to change. I'm not leaving Hollis, but you are leaving Ezra. And if you mention this conversation or my research material to anyone, I suppose Ezra's young enough to start over again somewhere else. But the fallout of a student-teacher affair has got to be a bitch.
You know that that would hurt him way more than me.
I don't want to hurt him. But I will if I have to.
Cute dress.
Prepare to make a right turn.
That's weird.
Make an immediate right turn.
Yes, it was an anonymous tip that led authorities to the suspect, but that's all I can give you right now.
You have any really good statement?
Okay, okay, come on. Let's go.
Get going.
I was just thinking of the evening you caught me sneaking a smoke.
Yeah.
Looks stunning. And this is history repeating itself.
Thank you. Not for the compliment, but for the ride home. And listening to me. I really don't ever let myself cry in front of anybody, but you made it really easy.
Yeah, I often have that effect on women.
Never actually known a guy who carried a hanky. So I don't really know what the protocol is. I don't know if you want me to wash it first or just...
No, maybe you talked yourself out of the carpenter too soon. None of us are perfect, Spencer. We all come with baggage.
Yeah, well, the carpenter has a name. And he would need a forklift to maneuver through my tonnage of emotional debris.
You know, I'm actually certified to operate one of those.
No, I can't imagine you operating any sort of heavy machinery.
Yeah, me neither. I made that up, but I think he'd smile.
I really need to go.
Oh, here. I know this is incredibly inappropriate for me to say, but I'm desperate to kiss you.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm sure you're right. I'm sorry, but I've been dying to do that.
You have terrible timing.
Amongst other things.
Hannah said that Emily left before she did. Em, where are you? Don't worry, Spence. You're not alone. They really do look happy.
Try to contain your enthusiasm.
Why so glum, Hannah? Feeling a little hung?
I think your purse is ringing.
It's a very handsome suit.
And that is a very pretty dress. But you should know it gives you back fat.
You have arrived at your destination.
But let each of you love one another, but not make a bond of love. Let it be as a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone, even as the
strength. Isabel? Yeah. Can I talk to you for a moment?
Hannah, whatever it is, it can wait.
No, it can't, Ted. Let's go into the rectory. To Rosewood. He hooked up with my mom. And hooked up means they slept together. I know what it means. Is this true?
Dr. Sullivan?
You need to go home, boy. You have no reason to be here.
I'm not your boy, and I'm not leaving.
You are in no position to argue with
Spencer. I don't care what you can't tell me. I care about you. I love you. Do you hear me? I love you. Spencer! Spencer!
You're with me now. So good to see you, Emily. I think I missed you the most. Just rest. It's what you need. Rest. I never told you this, but you were always my favorite. Nobody loved me as much as you did. That bitch thinks this is what you really want. To be completely free of A.
Do you know who A is?
Of course I do.
You have to tell me.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why?
Because two can only keep a secret if one of them is dead. You have to decide what you want, Emily. You can stay here, or you can come with me. Sweet Emily.
Are you okay? What happened? She's still alive. She was here. Did you see Dr. Sullivan? I saw Allison.
To anyone.
They're watching us.
What did the doctor say?
Can I get some oxygen?
I'm fine.
I want to see my daughter, and I want to see her now.
I understand, but I have to wait for the officer in charge.
Well, they're in custody, but they haven't been booked. Well, yeah, I understand that. I have to call you back. What the hell are you doing here? Don't. You need to stay away from this.
I think my sister would want me here.
Look, this isn't just about me, right? It's about you. I did things to protect you that you don't even know about.
And my mother told me about the will, okay? You didn't need to do that. I didn't kill Allie.
I never thought you did. Jason, I have watched you grow up. I've seen what you've gone through. And I was honest with you last night because I thought it would help.
No, you told me because I didn't give you a choice. Why do you think I bought that house, huh? I knew what I'd find. Allie was great at keeping secrets, but she was also great at punishing people with the truth. Does she know?
No. And she's not going to find out tonight. You shouldn't be here.
You blacked out. Maybe you just don't remember getting the doors open. That wasn't there before. have latitude longitude coordinates.
The text they sent me in the church said she was about to run out of air. Did any bury Dr. Sullivan alive?
Okay, I think we have to go left up here. And there's not much farther. There's not much farther. The heels is like a miracle in a flat. Do it. Here. Wait. This is it. Oh, here. There's nothing here. Guys. Could she be under there? She's still alive, but just start digging. Dr. Sullivan! There's someone down there.
She'll see that they're protected, but they're going to need a criminal attorney.
What's Ezra doing here?
Why don't you hear Peter out? I'll be right back.
Ella.
I know why you're here.
You need to understand that I...
No. This is a very small town. People see things, and they talk. I actually thought you were an outstanding teacher.
I'm in love with her.
I'm going to give you one chance to walk away from this. Not because you deserve it, but because this is the last thing we need to deal with right now. And when you go, you need to keep going. Because if Spencer's parents find out about this, they will ruin you. I thought Detective Weldon was fired.
He was suspended for his actions. But he's been reinstated as a chief officer in this investigation.
How could that happen?
He has evidence to back up his allegations. And it's significant, or you wouldn't be here.
Has anyone called my parents?
They're on their way.
We couldn't have come up with a better plan.
I wish I could see those bitches right now. I'm sorry that they don't know that we're doing this to them.
Are you ready to give up your career in law enforcement?
I can't wait to get rid of this ridiculous uniform. It's not smart for me to walk out of here at night.
You're much more patient than I am.
I've been waiting months to get into that storage room. I think I can wait a little longer to quit the force.
Are you still worried about Jason?
You know, he's figured out that he's not the one that killed her. But he's got no idea that we wrote that note.
And we're getting away with it.
When Allison De Laurentiis was murdered, she was hit so hard it made an indentation to her skull. I've given you guys so many chances to just be honest with me. Evidence doesn't lie. We've known all along what the murder weapon was. Tonight we caught you with it.
take this home. And burn it.
Is it page 5?
It's over, Jenna. There's nothing left to link us to that night.
She deserved to die like that.
Everything you've asked me to do.
How are you doing tonight, pretty eyes? You want a piece of pie?